In order to meet their self-imposed deadline of March 21st to complete a spending plan, Governor Cuomo and lawmakers will have to work through some thorny issues like disagreements over the state's minimum wage and how to expand casino gambling.
We have a number of issues on the table that are challenging that are controversial, I guess you could call it. So we're working very hard, it's going well. But am I concerned? Yes.
Cuomo has raised the possibility of leaving out the more complicated issues until later in the session after the budget has passed. For now, though, neither the governor nor legislative leaders are willing to drop anything, although Senate GOP leader Dean Skelo says he still has reservations about a minimum wage hike.
We still haven't made a decision as to whether expanding the minimum wage is going to be counterproductive to job creation.
Skelo spoke after a closed-door meeting between the governor and legislative leaders. The Republicans co-lead the Senate with five breakaway Democrats. Senator Jeff Klein, the leader of the Independent Democratic Conference, was also at the private meeting. Senator Klein is a major backer of the minimum wage increase.
We need to increase the minimum wage quickly. I think it should be part of the budget. Clearly, I've made the case time and time again that this is a revenue generator. This is going to pump $600 million back into the economy, create 5,000 jobs.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who was the first to propose the minimum wage increase over a year ago, says he's fine with either timetable as long as the hike happens. The speaker says he does have some issues, though, with the budget proposed by Cuomo, including millions of dollars in cuts to services for the disabled announced by the governor's budget director a few days ago.
I have a lot of concerns in various parts of the budget, including disabled services.
The federal government has been charging that New York had been overbilling Medicaid for years for state-run developmentally disabled centers. Cuomo cut $500 million out of the state's Medicaid budget to comply. $120 million would come from services to the disabled. $380 million would be saved by lowering spending caps to other Medicaid services. Barbara Crozier with the Cerebral Palsy Association of New York State says the 6% across the board cuts combined with earlier budget reductions would mean staff cutbacks and fewer programs. She says not-for-profit providers would be made to pay for a Medicaid billing mistake that they had nothing to do with.
We absolutely feel like we're being punished for something that we really had nothing to do with.
Governor Cuomo says he's open to funding restorations in general, but he says lawmakers need to find the money.
Everyone has a good idea on how to spend money. They're not as creative on how to find the money. And the parameters of the conversation are no new taxes. We're not going to raise revenues. So it has to come from within that set amount.
Speaker Silver predicts the revenue estimates due out March 1st will find that there is $400 million more dollars than previously thought. Silver says the Assembly's budget plan will restore $260 million that Cuomo cut to New York City schools after they failed to meet the governor's deadline to agree on a teacher evaluation plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.